someone asked me over Yantiv, we kept on having 3-day Yantiv, so someone asked me that they needed ice for all their meals to have to make their drinks cold, and they have an ice machine in their freezer. They want to know if they're allowed to remove ice on Shabbos and Yantiv from your freezer. So I thought that was an interesting discussion, and I want to talk about that a little bit today. So there, first of all, the metzius. There are two types of ice machines that are built into freezers, how they work. One has like an arm or a lever that it's pushed up by the ice in the bucket. The ice in the bucket actually lifts the arm up, and as long as it's up, as long as the bucket is full and the arm is up, the machine knows not to produce any more ice. And as soon as the level goes down, the arm sinks lower and lower till it turns on the machine, and they will make new ice again, and then it will go up again in order to shut it off. Now, the easiest solution, obviously, is to just raise the arm before Shabbos. So there's a way to turn it off just by raising the arm before Shabbos so that it won't be affected by how much or little ice is in the bucket. And if you can do that, that's great. Now, this guy didn't want to do that because he wasn't going to have enough ice. He wanted the machine to produce more ice. Now, let's say you forgot to raise the arm before Shabbos. Can you raise the arm on Shabbos? If it's already, if the bucket is full, so you're not actually turning anything off when you raise the arm, it's already off, you're just lifting it, so then it's just a question of whether the arm itself, that lever itself, is muktzah or not. And that probably is tali in the machlokas from Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether the pegs of a Shabbos clock are muktzah. Rav Moshe held the pegs of a Shabbos clock are muktzah, you're not allowed to move them. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that they're not muktzah, and he said, and even if they were muktzah, what are they? They're klisha melachta l'isra, so you're allowed to be metaltel l'tzarech gufo. You're allowed to move them l'tzarech gufo if you need them. So Rav Shlomo Zalman l'chor over here would hold that there's absolutely no problem in lifting the arm of the ice machine. Rav Moshe would probably say you would need to do tiltal menatzad. You would need to do it in an indirect way, which according to the Mishnah Brura, tiltal menatzad in the Mishnah Brura, in a different context, when he discussed it in Simon Shin Ches, Sivkot and Kuftes Vav, says that let's say you have shells or peels on the table, you could do tiltal menatzad with a knife, just by pushing it with a knife. So probably if you lift the arm with a spoon or a knife or something, that would satisfy the requirement of tiltal menatzad. Chazanish doesn't think, and Simon Mem Zayin Osidali doesn't think that that's called tiltal menatzad, but Pashtus is that it's not muktzah anyway, so even if you forgot to lift it before Shabbos, you can lift it on Shabbos at the very least with tiltal menatzad. According to Rosh Hashanah, you don't even need tiltal menatzad. The other type of machine is not one that has an arm, but one that has an electronic eye. So it looks for the ice at a certain level, and once the ice dips below that level, the eye will notice that there's no ice there, and then will trigger the machine to make more ice. Now, obviously, a lot of appliances now come with a Sabbath mode, with a Shabbos mode. The Shabbos mode, as far as I know, just turns it off. I mean, it's the same thing as lifting the arm, that it just won't produce any more ice on Shabbos. Now, making ice on Shabbos and Yantiv is a whole discussion, even in the classic way of making ice, just filling up a form of, with water and putting it in the freezer. It's a whole discussion in the poskim. Let's assume, like the Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein, we discussed this once when we had a shiur about whipped cream on Shabbos. So we discussed the issues of molid and the Shita of the Balatrumas. I want to leave all that out. Now let's just assume, like Rav Moshe holds, that you're allowed to make ice cubes on Shabbos. This is even better because it's more indirect. You're not even making the ice cubes. The machine is making the ice cubes on their own. So let's leave that out of the discussion. Let's assume that making ice cubes is not the problem. The problem over here is that when you remove ice, you're triggering an electronic mechanism. That's the problem. It's not that it's making ice, it's that you're triggering an electronic mechanism. So that's the issue. So whenever you're dealing with electricity, you have to, or doing something that's going to trigger something electronically, we always have to look at what the possible isser of electricity is. And this, as we know, is a major debate. Some say it's a malach of havara. The Chazon Ish held that it was bona, that when you build an electrical circuit, it's called bona. Some say makabe patish, or some Zalman holds it's a minhag, whatever it is, it's a minhag, or some sort of isser drabanan, but it's not a technical malach midaraisa. Interestingly, the best model to use to figure out, you don't find, I haven't found at least tshuvas and poskim about ice machines, but I found a lot of tshuvas and poskim going very early, a century back already almost, about refrigerators. Meaning once they first started having refrigerators that plug into a wall, so you have the same issue with a refrigerator. Every time you open a refrigerator door, the way a refrigerator works is the motor kicks in to keep it cool, and then once it gets to the desired temperature, the motor stops. And then after a while, the temperature goes down, the mutter will kick in again. So if you open the refrigerator door, a whole bunch of warm air comes into the refrigerator. It will often trigger the motor to turn on either right then or soon thereafter to get back to the desired temperature. Very similar to our case of the ice machine, that when you take some ice out, you may or may not bring it below the level of the electronic eye or the lever to the point that it's going to trigger the motor to turn on and to make more ice. So Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that when it comes to a refrigerator, even the Chazon Ish who holds that using electricity is a violation of Bona would probably say this is only Bona Midrabanan, because the electricity that turns on is only Binyan L'Sha'a. It's only temporary because it cycles on and off. So since it's only Binyan L'Sha'a, it would only be Bona Midrabanan. So now, what do the Poskim actually say about opening up a refrigerator? So a good summary of this topic can be found in the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos from Rav Harfinis. He has a whole section on Inyanei Electric in the end of Chelek Vav. In Simen Lamed Vav, he has a whole long tshuva about opening refrigerators. So once Svara Lekula is that it's a suffix psik reshe, which means as follows. Normally, when I do an action that I know for sure is going to lead to a malacha, that's a psik reshe. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But let's say I'm not sure whether this action is going to be the action that definitely leads to a malacha. Meaning, I'm not sure exactly where the electronic eye is. But if the electronic eye is right at the level of the ice cube that I'm taking away, well, then it's a psik reshe that when I take away that ice cube, it will trigger on the ice machine. But I don't know. I don't know if that's the level I'm at. You can't really see. You can't really tell if that's the level that you're at when you're taking out the ice cube. So that's what's called the suffix psik reshe. So according to the Taz and Sim Shin Tazayin Siv Gimel, it's equivalent to suffix psik reshe is like a davar shein miskaven, and therefore it's mutter. Any sort of doubt as to whether the malacha is going to happen makes it a davar shein miskaven, and therefore it's mutter to do on Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Reish Ayin Zayin Kuntros Achron El Salif writes that even a suffix psik reshe is considered a psik reshe, and it's usher like any other suffix daraisa l'chumra. But it could be that even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Rav Harfinis points out, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav would only be machmir by a nisudar raisa, meaning suffix psik reshe, he'll say, is a problem on a nisudar raisa because it's a suffix daraisa l'chumra. But if what's going to happen is only a nisudar abundance of Yodak Rav Shlomo Zalman, that whatever is happening with the ice machine or the refrigerator is only mitar abanan, so maybe even the Shulchan Aruch Rav would agree that a suffix psik reshe would be okay. So maybe it's a suffix psik reshe. I asked Rav Shechter, he said, no, it's not a suffix psik reshe. Suffix psik reshe assumes that it's a davar shein miskaven, that you don't want the result to happen. You don't want the motor of the fridge to turn on. You don't want it to make more ice. Over here, you do want it to happen. You bought a fridge with an ice machine so that when you take ice out, it will replace it. It will make more ice. You bought a refrigerator that plugs into a wall instead of just an ice box so that when it goes below a certain temperature, the motor will turn back on and will cool the refrigerator and keep your food fresh. So that's not something you don't want. That's something you do want. Now, that's an assumption that the concept of davershein of a suffix psik reshe assumes that it's something that you're not interested, that you don't intend for the result. We discussed this concept a little bit in the shiur we had on the kosher switch. Remember, we had a discussion once about something called the kosher switch. So we discussed this concept a little bit back then. So Shechter thought that by a refrigerator, he's machmir like the significant group of poskim that say that while the refrigerator's motor is off, you're not allowed to open up your refrigerator because it's going to be a davar hamiskaven, that you want the motor to turn back on, and it will turn back on sooner because you're letting all this warm air into your refrigerator, and therefore, so he's machmir like that sheet. A lot of that sheet is held by the Chazon Ish, by Rav Yonason Steif, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Simon Tazayin, and Chelek Gimel Simon Kuflam Zayin, the Chelkas Yaakov in Chelek Alf Simon and Dalek, Chelek Gimel Simon Kuvayin Taz, Rav Binyamin Zilber and Aznidbru, Chelek Beis Simon Lamed Vav. That's a lot of poskim hold that way, that it's a davar miskaven, that you're not allowed to open up a refrigerator when the motor is off. You can only open it up while the motor is running, because then when you open it up, it's not going to cause the motor to go on. It will just keep it on for longer. Now, with the ice machine, it may be even worse. Rabbi Heinemann thought it may be even worse. On the Starkey website, they write that even removing ice while the ice machine is running might be an issue, because the ice machine also has, I didn't even realize this, it has a very low temperature heating coil on the bottom of the ice machine. A heating coil in the freezer. It sounds so counterintuitive, right? Why do they have that? Because if you put a bunch of ice in the freezer, you ever put ice in a bag and just put it in the freezer? When you take it out, what do you have? you have one big chunk of ice. So they have like a little heating coil to keep them from sticking to each other. So says Rabbi Heinemann that the Rav Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph and Yud Gimel holds that you can move a peg to keep a light on for longer. But Rav Moshe Nigros Moshe Chelek Yardeya Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Zayin Oz Dalid and Or Chaim Chelek Dalid Simen Sad Yalef Osei says that you're not allowed to move a peg to keep a light on for longer. Rav Heinemann points out that this is even worse than moving a peg on a Shabbos clock, because it's not going to just stay on for longer; it will cycle an additional time, meaning that coil turns on for X amount of time. It doesn't stay on for longer. So by removing ice and causing the machine to produce more ice, you're going to cause it to cycle again. You're going to cause that coil to cycle again. So it's even worse than normal, just having it stay on for longer. It could be that even while it's running, you're not allowed to take out ice from the machine. That's how Rabbi Heinemann suggests. Now, Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk, quoted in Hapardes, or writes in Hapardes in Sivan Tafresh Sadi Dalid, going back many, many years, that you can open up a refrigerator. He holds that it's Psikreshe de Loech Batlei, that it's a Psikreshe you don't really care about, you don't really care if the motor turns back on, it's only a Gramma, it's very indirect, the motor doesn't turn on right away, sometimes it takes time for the motor to turn on, which is also questionable whether that's considered a Gramma, the fact that something takes time for it to happen. And another lenient consideration you have is that if everything that happens is drabanan, so there's a concept called psik reshe on a drabanan. When you have a psik reshe on a drabanan, is that asr? So the Truma Sadeshin and Simas Samach Dalet says a psik reshe on a drabanan is mutter. However, the Raman Shin Yadal Tzifalif paskins that no, psik reshe on a drabanan is asr. But the Rama agrees that when it's a trade drabanan, then it's mutter. Psik reshe on a drabanan would be mutter. For instance, if let's say you close the door of a room that definitely has a bee in it, so that's only a psik reshe on a double drabanan. Why? Because A, it's ein bemino nitzot, people don't normally trap bees. And B, the room is so big that it's not a normal way of doing tzad for such a small animal, so it's a double drabanan. A psik reshe on a double drabanan is going to be mutter. So over here by the freezer, l'chor, it's only a single drabanan. It's only one drabanan. So the psik reshe on the drabanan is really usher the way we pass them. But at least as a sniff lahakel, you have the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen that a psik reshe on a drabanan is mutter, even though we don't really paskin like that Trumas Hadeshen. My brother pointed out to me that if you open up your fridge and you leave it on, you leave it open for a while, you're taking out this and that and the other thing, and you leave it open for a while, then it's, you know, it's, you can't even argue that it's a davar shena miskave, that it's a grum, it's only going to happen later on. It's going to happen right now because you're letting all that warm air into the fridge. So when you open a fridge on Shabbos, my brother's makvid, that when he opens a fridge on Shabbos, he takes out what he needs quickly and closes the fridge. And that way he avoids the psik reshe element, because maybe it's not going to turn on if you only open it up for a short time. But if you keep it open for a long time, eventually you're going to hear the motorcycle on, the motor turn on, not motorcycle, the motor go on its cycle and turn on, because you're leaving it open for a long time. I saw Rabbi Harfness wanted to suggest that maybe that's considered koach sheni, that because the initial burst of air doesn't turn it on, it's the next burst of air, so maybe that's not really a problem, but Pashtus says that would be a problem. Now, is there any heter on Yom Tov? Any additional heter on Yom Tov? So on Yom Tov, we know there's a concept called Ochel Nefesh. Anything that you need for basic meal needs, for food, to provide you with your basic necessities, is mutter on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do all sorts of real melechas daraisa, melechas havara, melechas bishul. You're allowed to do on Yom Tov to prepare a meal. So whatever melacha might be happening, midrabanan, in this indirect way, when you remove ice from an ice machine, l'chora is mutter on Yom Tov. Rav Shechter didn't want to commit to that. He said he needs to think about it some more. He was thinking maybe in terms of if you hold that it's bona, so is megabe, cheese making, Tosas discusses, are you allowed to do that in Yom Tov for the sake of Ochel Nefesh? Can you do bona for the sake of Ochel Nefesh? But Pashtus, I would think that for Ochel Nefesh, for sure okay to remove ice from an ice maker on Yom Tov. However, when it comes to Shabbos, it's a little trickier. You're subject to all of this discussion, to all of this machlokas. Do you want to rely on the psik reshe, on the fact that it's a suffik psik reshe. Rav Shechta didn't think it's a suffik psik reshe. He thought that it's a davar miskaven. Do you want to rely on the fact that maybe it's psik reshe on the rabbanon and the shum sedasha? So it's a much more iffy proposition on Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov. But there is one very easy solution even for Shabbos, provided that you have a non-Jew available. If you have a non-Jew available, you can definitely ask a guy to remove ice from your ice machine for you on Shabbos, because Amira La'akum on a Psik Reshe is Mutan. Mishabur writes this way in Reshon and Gimel Sivkat and Sadi Tes. And the reason is that Amira La'akum is only a problem when the Malacha is done through your Shlichus. But over here, your Shlichus is limited to the act that you ask him to do, to take out the ice. It doesn't extend to the inevitable consequences of your act. That's how the which is that the machine turns back on. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains in Reshon and Gimel Os Yud. Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas Vanagos Chelik Aleph Sim Reish Chaf also says to open the fridge with a shinui. That might help also. That if you open it with your foot or whatever, if you take out ice with your foot, I don't know if you want to do that, but you do it with a shinui, with your elbows or something like that. So maybe that also helps to knock it down to another level of a drabanan. So you're dealing with a psik reshe on a double drabanan, then maybe that would make it mutter. A shinui would not mean your left hand in this context. Writing with your left hand is a shinui because it's very hard to do. It's not at all the normal way to write. But to open a fridge, people are ambidextrous when it comes to opening a fridge. They'll use one hand the other. So that's a left hand wouldn't be enough. It would have to be something very, very different. So bottom line, end of the day, if your ice maker was on Shabbos, you left it on, you forgot to lift up the lever, what do? So if the ice bucket is all the way full, you could lift the lever at least with a spoon or something, you know, with tiltumen outside. Let's say you want to leave it on, you want it to continue to make more ice. So on Yontif L'chorah, there's a lot of room to be makel. On Shabbos, a lot less room to be makel. But one could argue that even on Shabbos, again, Rav Shechta doesn't hold this way, one could argue that even on Shabbos, it's a suffik psik reshe, and therefore mutter, because you don't know if the ice that you're removing right now is going to be what triggers it to turn on. However, if you remove all the ice, because you're taking out a whole bucket of ice for everybody at the table, well, then you pretty much do know that it's going to trigger it to turn on. That you can't do. But take out one or two ice cubes at a time. L'chora, there's at least room to argue that it might be mutter on Shabbos.